Okay, so I am the world's most classic overthinker. And I looked at the packaging that this thing came in. And it looks like one of those hellish numbers, you know, that's sealed with fire and you need, you know, a machete to get into it. And I'm like, oh no, it's going to take ages. And it turns out I've drastically overthought it because I can just push my fingers in between. And it's a little bit difficult when I'm holding it. Here, hold on. Sit that there. All right. Come here, buddy. Oh, see, I popped right open. Okay. All right. Well, for anybody who is entertained and interested in such things, Wishes is about to put her hands on a sex toy for the very first time in her life, which is kind of sad considering how old I am. Oh, that's kind of squishy. Okay, all right. I don't know why I thought it'd be harder, but I mean, it shouldn't be, should it? That's terrible. Okay, I'm a little bit concerned because, I mean, this is just the very, very nice gentleman at the sex store who is very sweet. And if I was prepared to give you my location, I would totally give him a shout out because he was very low key and didn't make me feel, you know, like a complete and total freak. He helped me buy what he said was an entry level vibrator such that it would not break my sad poverty-stricken bank balance. But nor would it give me a nasty rash because it's basically made of, you know, toxic waste. So that's pretty good. Wow. Okay, that's kind of bendy. I don't know why I'm surprised. A dick is bendy. It probably shouldn't be really hard, but for some reason I'm surprised that it's bendy. Okay. So you open the bottom of this thing. It's just battery operated. I wasn't going to buy one of the, like, leads. I am the kind of idiot who could strangle herself to death with the lead on one of those things, and I don't want to get found like that. That just doesn't... Okay, so I open that up, and I got a butt ton of batteries, because I'm like, I don't know how many... It takes one. It takes one battery. So, I don't know how... sort of much oomph that's going to have, but... I mean, hold on, there's plastic in there. Let's go take that out. Okay, come here, buddy. There you go. Okay. It goes in there. And then we screw this business on. All right. Screw that in. Whoa, okay, so it's just on and there's nothing. Oh, no, okay, all right. Okay, so that's off. All right, so there's like a secret twisty thing. Like a secret little twisty thing. Hold on, but it's very, very quiet. But I like that because you know how I am with sound. But I'll put it quite close to the thing and then we say, that's on. So just a little bit, I don't know if you can hear that. But if I turn it up a little bit, I can definitely hear that. Okay, so that's interesting. So I can see, I'll turn it off actually because, you know, I only have so many batteries and I don't necessarily want to go like completely batshit on this thing before it's, you know, touched a hoo-ha and I need to go wash it because hygiene is very important and it says on all the stuff that you should wash it before and after. But I can, it's opaque, it's like a turquoise opaque, it's a turquoise opaque dick, really. I mean, it's not a huge dick, but it's definitely a dick. It's got veins and everything. But it's opaque, so I can see through it, and I can see that there's like I assume like power connected to sort of where the battery is housed, and then it goes up, and then there's like an egg, like a vibrating egg, at the tip of the dong, which I imagine is what is going to do. Da business. I'm weirdly, really stupidly, weirdly nervous, and I don't know why that is. I mean, this is literally something that's designed to make me feel good. I've had this discussion with a couple of people now. I was like, it's not like I'm getting a tattoo where I am afraid that the fact that I'm such a squishy little wuss is going to, you know, make me look terrible in front of everybody because I cry or something. This is not going to hurt me. So I don't really know why I'm so nervous. But for those of you who missed the news flash, I will turn 36 this year. And this is the first time I have ever so much as touched a sex toy. I told a number of people that if I hit 100 followers, I would go out and buy myself a vibrator and that we would have a little go with it. And discussion has been rife around what I should do with it and how to go about this, which is quite fun. I recognize that everybody's trying to be very helpful. no, I do. And I've literally had sort of everything from, you know, have a go at like starting from cold and see what happens, because I am a person who takes a lot of preheating of the oven, if you get my meaning. And to be perfectly honest, I did cheat a little bit because I've been having like a sort of a sexy conversation with someone this morning. but no kissy kissy, no touchy touchy. So I could conceivably start from not like total scratch, but basically very, very little. The other suggestion was, no, don't be stupid, go get horny first. Listen to some audios, you know, watch some naughty stuff, whatever, and then give it a go. Like, you know, give it the best opportunity to work for you. So I will have a think about that while I am washing my squishy plastic cock prior to use. And we'll see what I feel like at that point. I bought a vibrator and it looks like a penis. Looks like a circumcised penis. Well, whatever. That's fine. okay, so, well, I don't really know how many people are going to listen to this bit, which is basically, you know, me discovering that that was actually much easier to open than I thought it was, and trying to work out which way to put the battery inside of a buzzing plastic cock. But I figured that there probably needed to be some kind of explanation, but I didn't want to put it at the beginning of the actual audio because loads of people are not going to want to wade through that. So I'll just put this one like first as a separate thing so that you know that this is just me being stupid and I'm just playing with it now. I'm just squidging it. The head is actually like really firm, so that's a bit of a concern. But anyway, I don't know about operating this like strength buzzer while I'm, you know, in the throes of doing stuff. I'm operating it one-handed, so that's okay. You know, competition to name my new dog. I had somebody laugh at me last night because I said I hadn't named it yet. And he's like, it's for fucking, don't name it. And I'm like, yeah, you should never fuck anything with a name. Or at least you should never know the name of anything that you're fucking. Anyway. taking requests to name my first ever vibrator. I'm gonna go wash this sucker and I'll be back in a little bit.